It appears a special legislative session to override Governor Burgum's vetoes is not likely. The governor vetoed three bills as well as parts of others. When the legislature adjourned, it left 3 days for a potential special session. Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner has been talking to his Senate caucus members and to Senate Democrats, and there isn't much of an appetite in the Senate to come back for vetoes. Wardner says there's more interest among House members to come back for overrides.
But they also are realistic that there's no use to come back if the Senate isn't going to override, too. You need both chambers to override a governor's veto by two-thirds in each chamber in order for it to happen. So if they came back and overrode all of them, and the Senate came back and sustained them all, we'd be wasting a day.
Wardner says with some uncertainties about health care and Medicaid expansion and some other issues, there's a feeling the legislature will need those 3 days. He says if they do need to return, he would hope to have a plan of action for lawmakers to finish their work efficiently. The Legislative Management Committee meets May 31st, and it will be up to that committee whether or not lawmakers will return to Bismarck for a one-day veto override session. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.